David HaMelech concludes this incredible parakeet to him with the famous words, "Lamani zamecha chavad v'la yidayim Hashem elokai hu la'olam edeka." What is "Lamani zamecha chavad"? So the chavad should sing to you. Radak explains, "Hakavad is the nefesh, the soul, as opposed to the fact that he said hayayidcha afar. If you're in the ground, how can you praise Hashem? The chavad is zamecha v'yaducha. The soul has the ability to sing to Hashem and thank Hashem." V'lo yidoy, and it won't be silent. Zeicha kavod she'en ha'demama v'hefsek. You can keep on singing. The neshama never stops. And therefore it can say, Hashem Elokai, Hashem is my God, la'olam edeka. I'm always going to thank you. Says the Radak, all the days of my life I'll thank you for the fact that you forgave me. You gave me new life. And you should know, and I know, that my soul will remain after I die. And it will sing to you forever and never stop. Interestingly, the Radak brings a Medrash Reicha Tov, Medrash on Tehillim. Mishachashav la'asas tova. If a person thought about doing a good thing, Hashem writes it down as if he did it. You should know this is the case, says the Medrash, because David HaMelech wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash. He wasn't able to. He was told he wasn't allowed to. Nonetheless, Mizmar Shir Chanukah Sabayis LaDavid. The song for the consecration of the Beis HaMikdash is called after the person that thought about the idea, not the person that actually did it. You think about doing a mitzvah with pure intentions. You want to. You desire to. Even if you aren't able to, it's as if you did it. Interestingly enough, the Sforno, when it says, L'mani zamech ha-chavad, the chavad is the tzelem elekim, ha-sichti. It is that part of Hashem which is within us. Tzelem Elokim, that godly spark, that's the part of us which never dies and never stops. So if Hirsch sums up by saying, therefore, everything that can be seen as the product of greatness, as the work of a mighty force, that's what Kavod really means. That should sing to you. Let nothing in which power, wisdom, greatness and majesty are revealed ever again be erroneously described to another source or another being. Let everything sing to you alone. Let all things joyously proclaim you, Hashem, and never cease to do so. When kavod, happy, blissful prosperity persists, let us never forget that you, Hashem, are its sole creator, bearer, and preserver. Lest, by doing so, we compel you to upset our shalva in order to remind us once more that your will, your favor, your ratzon is the sole foundation of all of our prosperity and welfare. Instead, I'm going to honor you forever. Why? Because you're Hashem Elokai. I shall give thanks to you for the rest of my life by honoring you in an honor that can be paid solely through loyal obedience to you as Elokai. This is the point of the Beis HaMikdash, the building of the house of Hashem as the focal point for our lives, both as individuals and as members of a community of all mankind. This is the symbolism of the sum total of all that's required for us in the pursuit of our goals and our destiny. That's what it means, is Amecha Chabad V'Layidon, to be aware of Hashem, to be able to serve Hashem, to thank Hashem. Every single moment of our active lives is developing this state of awareness, of God consciousness, of appreciation, of using all of our faculties to work on that.